I'm John Oger here with a Slow It Down edition of the Ozone Mailbag. And Anthony from Madison, Wisconsin writes, if MJD misses time, who is the favorite to take his place as the lead back, Robinson or Forsett? Well, we're a long way from that, but right now, Justin Forsett would be the lead candidate to be the lead back. He's the backup, and he should be. Denard Robinson was a quarterback in college, so it's asking a lot to expect him to be a feature back immediately. Now, Mallory from St. Augustine, Florida writes, John, an eventful offseason so far. Don't these off-field incidents sap the feel-good momentum? Well, that may be the perception, and some outside the team do believe that. But the Jaguars are looking at this thing long-term from the big picture. In that respect, the off-season incidents may be speed bumps, but they're not huge obstacles. Now, Mike from O-Town, Florida writes, what will be the most interesting position group to watch come training camp? Well, forget quarterback. Obviously, that's the overwhelming storyline. I'll be watching defensive line. Between Gus Bradley's new scheme, moving Tyson Alualo outside, and finding roles for a slew of new tackles, there's a lot going on. And you get the idea, there are changes yet to come. Now, Eli from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil writes, John, Ron Burgundy's got nothing on you. Stay classy, my friend. Britt killed the guy. Now, Dan from Orange Park, Florida writes, do you think we could be a candidate for Hard Knocks this year? No. Bradley indicated last week it's not the right time. This is a coaching staff in its first year, and Bradley said the priority now is establishing trust and continuing to establish the foundation. There may be a time for the Jaguars again on Hard Knocks, but not this August. Now, Ray from Jacksonville writes, can a person really give 110%? Well, I tried giving 110% once. I made it all the way to 86% and went outside in the backyard and sat for a spell. Now, Donna from Middleburg, Florida writes, Ozone, what position battles are the most wide open in the last 2 weeks of the offseason? Well, not many positions are set in stone, not with the roster turnover going on right now. But two positions I think you have to keep watching are outside linebacker and cornerback. Waiver wire veterans could look awfully intriguing there for a while. Now, Aaron from Kenley, North Carolina writes, are you a three-meal-a-day guy or just a snacking-all-day kind of fella? Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said three meals and snacking all day. Now, Aaron from Flagler, Florida writes, it's official. The draft is moving to early May. So? Well, general managers hate this, and rightfully so. It's not a move friendly to personnel guys. Late April gives them ample time to prepare for the draft. But moving the draft to May is about surprise, television, and money. Still, as of now, it's a two-week move. It won't make a huge difference. Now, Kyle from Spokane, Washington writes, hey, Ozone, no OTAs, no minicamp this week. Looks like a whole lot of nothing, frankly. What do you do on a week like this anyway? Fear not. It's true the Jaguars have no OTAs or minicamps this week, which makes it seem like not much going on in the Ozone. Not so. My typical day this week isn't about practice.
Practice?
But it is chock full of high-effort tasks. It typically begins near dawn, all the better to get a good start on my busy schedule. First up, the morning's most important meeting. And once full work mode has been achieved, the Ozone is about efficiency, focus, and razor-sharp concentration. Writing the informative, entertaining Ozone takes much effort, intensity, and concentration. Faced with a pressing afternoon schedule, I hustle through lunch, keen on not wasting time and returning to an afternoon of productivity, creativity, and some other ivity. Thusly nourished and maintaining my momentum, I return to my desk, focused and fulfilled to be doing that which makes me truly happy, entertaining and informing my loyal reader. Not surprisingly, following this full, taxing day, I am spent and ready to head for the house. So a whole lot of nothing? No, Kyle, I wouldn't say that. Around the Ozone, frankly, just because there's no practice.
Practice?
Doesn't mean stuff ain't getting done.